Now, do you hear that, Pinkies? All those fans going. That's the electric car getting prepared for our journey today. Preheating. I'm going to turn it on. Oh, Mr. Anderson had the music going here. All right, thank you. Not required. Thank you. All right, Pinkies. Some lights. Open the garage door. So I've been routed out of retirement by that Peter G, who had a question. Here I thought I was going to sneak out in 2016 and not have to do another episode. But alas, I've been called to for assistance. So here's a message from that Peter G. Just let me close the garage door.
Hello, Faye Driver. It's that Peter G calling. And you're worried about having content for your little show. I have my windshield wipers on intermittent, so they will intermittently make that horrible rubbing noise throughout this call. So your advice about the silicone spray was good. It made it better, but then it started doing it again. And I had the wipers replaced by Nissan twice, and each time would make that terrible noise, and it's still making it. So, you know, the wipers are one is like covers like 75% of the windshield, and one over on the passenger side is like 25%, a small wiper. So I started with that one, and I took some manicure scissors and I trimmed it. Only I trimmed it too well, and now it doesn't really wipe the windshield. But it doesn't make any noise. The other one I kind of learned my lesson, and I said, I'm going to use an emery board. So I just used an emery board, and I filed it down ever so slightly all throughout the larger windshield wiper blade. And it's better, but as you hear, it still makes that horrible noise. So, I don't know, do you have any other ideas what I can do? Of course, you know, I blame Brenda Boo for this, because it was driving home from her house on I-5. When that rock hit my windshield. So it's really Brenda's fault. So any suggestion you have, I will relay to Brenda so she can actuate at her own expense. Okay, great driver. Thank you for calling. This is that Peter G. Signing out. Bye.
Did you hear that awful noise? Poor Peter. And I guess you're because you got a new windshield. You've had this problem since you got your new windshield. Well, Peter G, I know we've discussed this in the past. Really, I only have two other options for you. One is to try turning the wiper blade upside down. So it's mounted a certain way. If you're able to flip it 180 degrees and essentially mount it upside down on the wiper arm, this may resolve your problem. The thing is, not all mounting, you know, the ends of the wiper blades might not allow you to do this. It depends on the style of wiper blade and the way it connects to the car. So, you know, that's the first thing I'd try, though, because some wiper blades just work better when they're in a certain orientation. So I'd recommend that. Failing that option, I think really you just need to get a better quality of wiper blade. I know you've said the dealer had installed these blades for you. I just wonder if they're just putting on some cheap, crappy blade worth $9.95 and they're charging you $24 for it or something like that. I would go to a parts store, Pep Boys, whatever kind of automotive store you have access to, and look for some wiper blades that are just a little more expensive than you might like to pay. It just must be the rubber compound or the way that the wiper is designed, the blade is designed, but that is an awful noise. So, my friend, there you go. All right. Now, this episode is going to be filled with voicemails. We now have a voicemail from Scotty, the little Aussie battler, about internet services. So have a listen to this. This is his response from, I think, my rant about expensive cell phone companies and internet contracts. So here's Scotty.
G'day, Faye Driver. This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler. And due to me stuffing both my legs, I'm sitting at the bus stop in my new suburb waiting for a bus, which only comes every half an hour. Ridiculous. Anyway, seeing as you have no content for your show, I thought I would call up and comment on Evil Canada's ridiculous internet mobile system. And just let you know how good I have it in Australia, which I know is pretty unusual, so let me just roll with this. So, in my new house, where I have NBN, which I realise doesn't mean anything outside of Australia, the National Broadband Network, which really means fibre optic cable instead of the old copper telephone lines. And now I have fibre to the premises, FTTP, and I'm getting 95 megabytes a second download and about 35 megabytes upload, which is pretty good.
Megabits.
I'm with a new company that only launched last month called MyRepublic. They're from Singapore. And I am paying $60 a month for unlimited data and those speeds and a telephone line. Haven't yet got my telephone number, but anyway, I guess that'll come soon. And if I make any calls, well, I have to pay for those. So $60 Australian a month, which was probably about $58 Canadian a month, and would be, I just worked it out.
No, it's the other way.
$45 US a month. So that's pretty damn good. I had to sign a one-year contract for that. I also had to get their special Wi-Fi modem sent out to me, and that cost $1. Shipping, $0. Connection fee, $0. So it's amazing. It's way better than the stupid big companies like Telstra or Optus. They would be probably $120 to $150 for the same service. So yeah, there you go. Read it and weep, I suppose. And while I'm talking about that, the other thing... Oh, here comes my bus. I got a new mobile phone package. I bought the iPhone outright from Apple for like $900 or $1,000. And then I got a new mobile phone company called Genie. And it costs me $45 a month with Genie. And that's unlimited calls, unlimited text messages. And I can't remember if it's 8 or 10 gigabytes of data per month. So that's pretty good. Morning. So yeah, just thought I would let you know how good it is. And that's on, I can't remember if that was a 1 year contract. I think it probably was. And again, what I was paying earlier this year for my old iPhone with Virgin was $87 a month. $7 of that was for the phone, and the other $80 was for the service, and that only gave me, that gave me 6 gigabytes a month, and I think like $400 or $500 worth of calls and text messages. Anyway.
Oh, there you go. Cut off by the battery. Thank you, Scotty, for all of that very detailed information. So that's how they get you, I guess. It still looks like pretty good services for the value, dollar value, payback, cost-benefit analysis. So thank you for that, for those comparables. I think overall, based on, you know, the Australian dollar versus Canadian dollar, they're all pretty much about the same. I think those prices are pretty cheap by Canadian standards, but I think when you add the Australian dollar, which is, you know, like 1.7 or maybe almost, maybe 1.5 to 1.7 times the Canadian dollar, I think they're pretty similar services. And wouldn't it be nice to be have Aussie Battler money buying a new house, a brand new iPhone for $1,000, and walking around on two broken legs? Thanks, Scotty, for calling in. Did you notice everyone who's called in so far has either been in a car or on a bus? Isn't that interesting? So I did threaten in the last episode to kill the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, so I had to renew my domain website hosting services. And I thought, oh, you know, I'm just going to do a year, because who wants to pay? I don't want to pay for 2 years. I'm probably going to be stuffing this bird in the can, right? But I just can't pass up a good deal. It was almost 60% more for me to pay for 1 year of service versus 2 years of service. So I had to steal the bargain, and I signed up for 2 more years. So you're stuck with me for 2 more years, Pinkies. I also got to do another, it's coming up to Christmas, I'm going to have to do the annual Christmas Day run. We never miss an annual Christmas Day run, which means I got to cobble together some Christmas music. I might steal some from Brian Gregory, that's what I'll do. He just put out his Christmas, whatever, some sort of good cheer, goodwill to all people music list, music mix. So you might be hearing it here on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Who knows? So a lot of people have been caking out on their podcasts. We've lost several people recently. We've lost George in Atlanta, one of my favoritest podcasters. The George in Atlanta is gone now forever. We'll only hear him on the North and South of Things. Thank God you're still doing the North and South of Things. But folks, I have always enjoyed George in Atlanta, from his music mix podcast to the historical local Atlanta information and interviews. And then most recently, the Sunday morning George in Atlanta coffee chats. No more of those. How unfortunate for us. But thank you, George in Atlanta. I know how hard it is to do a live show weekly or even semi-monthly. So I feel you, my brother. But I will miss you, and thank you for all those shows you put out. Someone else is caked out on us too. Oh yeah, those the game night gals. They're all done too. So maybe one or two more episodes from the game night gals. We will miss those fellows as well. But not me. I'm still here. I'll still put out an episode occasionally. So don't you worry. The Faye Driver is still online. So I've just been basically puttering around, trying to get ready for winter, trying to protect the house from the cold weather we've been having. We've had a good snow here in Vancouver, and now it's turned nice and cold, which is just fine by me. So, you know, getting the house ready, keeping things warm and dry, keeping the snow cleared, and just farting around with, you know, little projects and things. Nothing too exciting to talk about here. I will end the show today with a very nice, cheery holiday greeting message from DJ Star Sage and the Duchess from the Faraway Nearby podcast. Thank you, the both of you, for calling in and leaving this message. Here it is.
This is DJ Starsage.
And the Duchess Sue.
Wishing the cast of
Pink Wheelettes and all of our Pride 48 family
a safe and happy holiday season. DNFpodcast.com.
Well, thank you very much, Sue and DJ Starsage. Merry Christmas to you. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thanks for listening.